91X News.
It's 12 degrees and mainly cloudy. I'm Trish Allison with 91X News. Changing a culture of bullying takes both adults and kids. But when it comes to bullying at school, Jennifer Bowman reports it's young people who need to take charge.
Adults need to be involved with education around bullying, but if bullying at school is going to end, it's young people who need to do something about it. At least that's what the supervisor of the Child and Youth Counselor Team for Prince Edward Hastings School Board says. Julie Pullman-Brogy says they are trying to teach kids to care for and stand up for each other.
It's the adults who people believe have the control and the ability to do something, but those peers can make such a difference by standing up. But that's a hard thing to do. It's a scary thing to do.
Recently, high school students from throughout Hastings County gathered to script and perform a play on bullying. Many had their own bullying experiences.
One day, someone told me that I'm retarded and everything, and I'm not.
My sister is younger, and she gets bullied, so I try to help her.
I've been spit on a couple times, and I had a wonderful nickname.
He did leave me with this scar right here. Knocked my lip up into my tooth, and I cut myself.
Among them was Katie Chamillard. The Quinty Secondary School student took her bullying experience as an opportunity to help others. She spearheaded a program at her school to bring awareness to and stop bullying.
This anti-bullying campaign in the Diversity Club is my way of stopping bullying as much as I can.
Chamillard is only one example of a student who is doing what she can to change the tide by making the difficult stand against bullying. Jennifer Bowman, 91X News, Belleville.
The Vancouver-based magazine that touched off the international Occupy movement is urging followers to occupy Christmas by boycotting holiday gift shopping. Retailers aren't embracing the concept, with the Retail Council of Canada calling it an outrage that threatens the livelihood of working Canadians. Occupy Christmas isn't generating much buzz yet, but Adbusters co-founder Cal Lassen believes those who support the original Occupy protest will recognize it as a natural next step in their fight for change. Not everyone is enamored with the fact that Canadian retailers are jumping on the American Black Friday bandwagon. Outside Toronto's Eaton Centre, teacher Vanessa Del Zingaro says she doesn't want rampant American consumerism moving north.
It just means that the U.S. consumer values are now really affecting us. I mean, they've always been affecting us, but it's just that now we are celebrating it in the same ways that the United States is, essentially.
Most shoppers at the downtown shopping center seemed aware of Black Friday, and some said they would take advantage of the discounts. Finance Minister Jim Flaherty says this is not the time for dangerous or risky spending schemes. And when he starts national consultations for the 2012 budget next month, Flaherty says he'll be listening for ideas on how to create jobs and growth while still keeping taxes low. Flaherty told the Canadian Club in Toronto he wants to focus on getting spending under control, and that means getting rid of programs or initiatives that do nothing for the economy. That's 91X News to 302. Here's Jose DeBarros with sports.
The Belleville Bulls go to Guelph tonight to play the Storm at 7:30. The Bulls broke a two-game losing streak last night against the Erie Otters, continuing a great month of November, as Belleville has had 7 wins and 2 losses this month. The Bulls now lie in fourth place in the OHL's Eastern Conference, only 4 points away from the first-place Ottawa 67s. Black Friday has 13 games on the schedule, including 2 games being played right now. At the beginning of the third period, the Detroit Red Wings lead the Boston Bruins 2-1 on goals by Vitaly Filtpula and Pavel Datsyuk. Daniel Paille has the Boston goal. That means the Bruins' 10-game winning streak is in jeopardy. Another game is just getting underway, with the New Jersey Devils taking on the Islanders. All the Canadian teams are playing south of the border, including Montreal in Philadelphia, Edmonton in Minnesota, and Toronto visiting Dallas. Rangers forward Andy DeVoe was suspended for 3 games today for an illegal hit to the head of Florida forward Thomas Fleischmann in a game on Wednesday. DeVoe was given a 5-minute major for the head hit and a match penalty during the game. This is DeVoe's first suspension, as the Ranger has 1 assist and 29 penalty minutes so far this season. Canadian football's 2 biggest trophies will be decided in Vancouver this weekend. Laval Rougeor faced the McMaster Marauders tonight for the Vanier Cup, University Football's national championship. The BC Lions and Winnipeg Blue Bombers are gearing up for Sunday's Grey Cup. That's sports. Here's Trish Allison with 91X Weather.
Today, a mix of sun and cloud and a high of 11. Tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 8. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy and a high of 11. Right now, it's 12 degrees. I'm Trish Allison with Jose DeBarros. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4.
This is 91X. CJLX.
91.3 FM.
Belleville.